Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays continues here on Bulldog Live with attorney Penny Dean. And Penny, before we move on to interstate transportation of firearms for the last few minutes remaining in this hour, we want to pass along more information. We were doing some research during the commercial break, and that is the chairman of the House Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, I identified as Elaine Swinford. And I think it would be a good idea if people gave her a call and to say, hey, forget whatever political pressure you may be facing from above, schedule a public hearing for House Bill 536.
Absolutely. I think that's the right thing to do. Every bill should have a hearing. And, you know, the voters of this state can make their choices. We elect our representatives. We elect them to put in bills. And if they put in a bill, it needs a public hearing.
Absolutely. And her phone number is
776-0274, I believe.
Yes, 776-0274. I got that directly from the House of Representatives website. And I'm going to post more on this bill tonight at BrianTilton.com on the Second Amendment Tuesdays page, which people can read your markup of the bill, what you have written about it. But I'll add the link to the bill directly to the committee members so people can contact their committee members. Because, I agree. If people have problems with the bills, that's why you show up to the public hearings and work on getting them fixed. That's what they're there for. So, all right, with a couple minutes remaining here, interstate transport of firearms.
Interstate transport of firearms. And what's most important, too, is part of interstate transport of firearms is having reciprocal licenses to carry in certain states. So I always tell people, part of the know before you go thing, mm-hmm. and this is just based on a particular case I have, is whenever you hear, oh, New Hampshire has reciprocity with Florida, New Hampshire has reciprocity with whatever, you always want to check the effective date of the law. I had a very, very tragic case where my client, who was a very bright person, was going to be traveling over the holidays and had learned that Ohio had reciprocity with New Hampshire. And he thought, great, you know, when I travel to where I travel to, I'm going to be going through Ohio. I can lawfully carry my firearm. Everything's good, right?
Uh-huh.
Except for what this poor person didn't know, and he found out the hard way, was reciprocity started January 1st of a given year. He was traveling over the Christmas holidays, and all he read was in all the papers was Ohio passes reciprocity with New Hampshire, right?
Oh.
Yeah. You can see that this is going down a really long, bad hill with a crash at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was, which was quite sad, is he was going through Ohio. He was admittedly speeding a little bit, got pulled over by the police, and they said, you're speeding. You know how that goes. You go, gal darn, maybe I was speeding. Oh, do you have any firearms in the car? Blah, blah, blah. Now, my answer and what everyone's answer should be, other than in states where you're required by law to disclose that, because in some states you are required by law to disclose it, is why would you ask me such a question?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no reason in other states to be asked that question, and there's no reason you would have to give that information. I'm offended by that question, quite frankly. But this person says, oh, yeah, you know, there's new reciprocity. I'm all good. You know, of course I'm carrying a firearm. That's what, you know, those little silver bracelets, they have a match pair. That's when those, so just so you know, I've never worn those silver bracelets. I like gold, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
But I've never worn those silver bracelets, and I try really hard not to be in a position where I get to wear them.
Right.
Well, this poor person, next thing he knows, he's wearing those little silver bracelets. Mm. And he's like, no, here's my license, here's whatever. And they said, that's really great, but that doesn't start for another 24 hours on January 1st. Now, is that not bad luck? That's a day you don't go buy a lotto ticket.
Well, it's talking about this know before you go. When I posted last week the link to the New Hampshire pistol license application on the Second Amendment Tuesdays page, there's a list of states that have the reciprocity agreements that people can look up.
Absolutely. And here's the problem that's happened on some websites.
About 30 seconds left.
Some websites is sometimes they post them in anticipation of it actually becoming effective. So I always tell people, double-check the effective date. I know that sounds crazy, but mm-hmm. you really, really, really need to do that.
Well, check with the state's attorney general's website, or maybe state police website, or law enforcement, whoever may be carrying that kind of jurisdiction, that state phone call, check it out. Get the real confirmed dates. Even pulling up the statute itself doesn't hurt either.
Absolutely, because it always, at least every statute I've seen, has an effective date.
There you go. Well, with that, Penny, how do people get in touch with you?
230-9999.
230-9999. Penny at pennydean.com.
That's correct.
Thank you. Good chatting with you.
You too.
Next week. Talk to you then. Bye-bye. Yep.